السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So we will be inshallah studying for the rukuu number 10 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and here is the continuation of discussion about some of the episodes from the history of Bani Israel, Allah's favors upon them, and then also some of them, they were negligent, some of them transgressed from the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's all mentioned that. And as I mentioned that this is not something that Quran said, but this is also part of their own history. They knew that. And it's mentioned in the Bible itself. So I have been given you the references of various things that are mentioned here. So one cannot say that this is anti-Semitic or this is anti-Bani Israel teachings of the Quran. No, it is also, I mean, their prophets reminded them about that. The Quran is reminding the same thing and telling them that, look, this happened. That's why I was referring to some of the sections in the Bible. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When I use this pointer, it cannot go on the screen. It's okay.
Oh yeah, if you use the laser, you
do okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم تعرضون. وإذا أخذنا ميثاقكم لا تسفكون دماءكم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم ثم أقررتم وأنتم تشهدون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. And remember, we took the covenant from the children of Israel. You shall worship none but Allah. Treat with kindness your parents and near relatives and orphans and those in need. Speak good words to the people. Be steadfast in prayer and practice regular charity. Then you turned away, except a few of you, and you were averse. And remember, we took your covenant, shed not blood amongst you, nor drive out one another from your homes. And this you ratified, bearing witness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning some of the important principles of the covenant that are mentioned, and mentioned that before also, some of them in ayat 40 to 46, some of them are mentioned. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we took this covenant from you that you only worship Allah. This is the message of all the prophets of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also he used to take pledge, bay'ah. He used to ask that say that you will not do shirk. You will worship only Allah. La ta'buduna illallah. So do not worship anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has been the message of all the prophets of Allah. You shall worship none but Allah. Also, do not take another god beside Allah. So do not consider that anyone else is God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and also worship. So we have Tawheed al-Uluhiyya and Tawheed al-Ubudiyya. To consider that only Allah is one God, only Allah is God, and only Allah to be worshipped, and no one else to be worshipped. And immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come the rights of the parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And you must be good to your parents. As you say in Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord has made this decree, قَضَى رَبُّكَ, that you should not worship anyone except Allah. And immediately after that said, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be good to your parents. Ihsan means goodness, kindness, the treatment in the sense of جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. The reward of good is good. Parents being good to you when you were little, when you needed that, they have done so much. Now when they grow up and they need, when they grow old and they need your help, then you also be good to them. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And if any one of them or both of them are old in your sight, then you have to show kindness. اخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة. Lower the wing of kindness for them and pray for them. May Lord have mercy on them as they were merciful to me when I was little. So, walidain ihsana. This is a very, very important principle that was given universally by prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, be good to your relatives. Wazil qurba. Some of them are closer to you than others, but they are kith and kin. That means your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunts, your nephews, your nieces, your father, and then grandfather, and other people, grandmother, grandfather. So all of them, these are all zawil qurba, those who are related to you with kin and kith, those are related to that. So they are near you. And then after that comes yatama, the children who have lost their parent, or one of the parent, but especially the father. The yatim is a person who has not reached to the age of adulthood and lost his father at that time. So that's yatim, and it has to be, they have to be taken good care of, because they grow up without somebody's, the parents are the one to take care of, but now one of them has died, father especially died, so it is very important to take care of them, provide for them. And if they leave any money, their parents leave any money, that this money has to be secured for them. It is not that somebody taking care of them and now take over all their property, all whatever the parent left with that. So you have to be honest with that. Al-yatama. And then al-masakeen, generally, poor people, needy people. So miskeen is, the Quran uses the word al-fuqara wal-masakeen. We mentioned that these words, faqir and miskin, are, if they are used together, then they have distinct meaning. But if one of them is mentioned, faqir and miskin is the same thing. But faqir normally is considered for the person who has nothing, poor, pauper. The person is nothing. Miskin is someone who has something but is not enough for his or her need. So the poor person, a needy person, that's mentioned. Faqr is something that is, something is missing, something is weak. So that's from that. So it is faqir. As mentioned that, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا. Sadaqat, the charity is for whom? For الفقراء, المساكين. And مساكين, And Quran mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, for example, when the story of Khidr is mentioned, it says that أَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ. So Masakin, they had a boat, but it's not a luxury boat, the poor boat. It's not a cruise that they were having, but they had a boat, and this boat they were using to transport people from one corner to another corner. So that was a boat. But Fuqara, I mean, they're Masakin, but they had a boat. Masafinat Fakandat Le Masakin. So Miskin from this people take, he has something, but it's not. That's another meaning for faqir. Faqir means the needy, poor to Allah. Yes, we all need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Musa alayhi salam made a dua. He said, my Lord, whatever you may give me, I'm in need of it. So faqir is somebody who's in need. So we are in need of Allah. Antum al-fuqara wa ilallah, Allahu al-ghani. People, you, all of you, whether you are a billionaire, you still need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot say, I don't need, I have so plenty. No. So, أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله الغني والحمد. Allah is rich. Allah is independent. Allah does not need anybody, but everybody needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, these are several meanings of the word faqir. But here it is meant somebody who does not have enough. So, المساكين. But after all this mention, that take good care of your parent, good care of your kith and kin, the orphans and the poor, then say, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak nicely to the people. You know, sometimes people help, but they use bad words. And the Quran says that do not spoil your charity with harshness, with bad words. And anything, anytime, always speak good. Musa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُولَ لَهُ Musa and Harun, both of them were sent to Fir'aun, قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Speak kindly. Speak soft words, don't harsh words, don't use that. Even though he was a terrible person, but even that terrible person, speak to him gently. So قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, always speak gently. Good words, you should use that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that mentioned, وَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, and pray regularly and charity regularly. So there is one charity that you can give anytime somebody is in need, but then there is a charity that you have to give on a regular basis, that is zakat. I mean, Sharia emphasized that, and that is where that you have to give that. So وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. To perform prayer regularly and also give charity regularly. So you agreed with that. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. But there are many people who turned away from that. This principle that was given to them, they recognized, but they turned away. وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. You are averse, as if you don't care for these things. So a lot of people know what is truth, but they don't follow it. The thing is that you know the truth and follow it. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah show us the truth as truth and help us to follow it. And show us the falsehood as falsehood and help us to turn away from it. So, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And then you turned away, except a few of you. So most of them, a large number of them, they are the ones who turned away from these principles that are given to them, and as if you didn't accept that, you turned away from that. وَإِذَا خَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentioned that there were part of another part of the covenant, another part of the promise that was taken from them is that you should not kill each other. لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ. That is, people among themselves, they kill each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, do not kill each other. And the Prophet also in his last khutbah emphasized this point, that after me, don't become kuffar. You kill each other. So killing each other is a terrible thing. Sometimes it happens among own people, that they start fighting among themselves. So do not fight each other. and do not expel each other from their homes. وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ. And you like this group, you stay with them, and you dislike some group, expel them from their home. ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. And you agreed on that. You accepted this principle, and you were bearing witness for that. That you, in your own eyes, in your own sight, these rules came, and you all agreed with that. ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. That is, you ratified bearing witness. He said, we bear witness that these are the commands of God. So you have here principles of the covenant. Worship only Allah. Show kindness to parent, to near relatives, to poor and needy. Speak gently to all people. Establish prayer. Give charity. Do not kill each other. And do not expel each other from your land. And these are also, you can say, similar principles are given in the book of Exodus, chapter 23-17. You shall not have other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself graven image or likeness of anything. Do not make images, that you do not do that. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for the Lord your God is a jealous God. That means God does not want any other God to be worshipped. Jealous in the sense of izzah is used, although it's not a right translation, but this is how they used it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own izzah. That is, he is the God. There is no God besides Allah. So do not, al-ghayra, you can use that, the word ghayra. So this ghayra, inna Allah yaghar. The Prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ghayra. That is, he created you are his servant, he provided for you, and then you go to somebody else. So that's what the term is used. And then also, these are what we call the 10 rules of 10 commandments. Similar 10 commandments that are given there. Okay. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقُفَّيْنَا. I don't think this is where is brother? Have to. You go back to the previous one. Previous one. Yeah, after that. Now, after 85. Yeah, this is. So they were told that they should not kill each other, and they should not expel their own brothers from their homes. And say, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَا أُولَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ دِيَارِهِمْ تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَإِنْ يَأْتُوكُمُ أُسَارَىٰ تُفَادُوهُمْ وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضٍ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون. Then it is you yourself who kill your own and banish a party of you from their homes Yes. Then it is you yourself who kill your own and banish a party of you from their homes, ganging up against them in guilt and aggression. But if they come to you as captives, you ransom them. Though it was forbidden for you to banish them, then it is only a party of that only a part of the book that you believe and disbelieve a part. So what is the reward of those among you who behave like this, but disgrace in this life, and on the day of judgment they shall be consigned to the most grievous penalty. For Allah is not unmindful of what you do. It is they who purchase the worldly life in exchange for the hereafter. Punishment will not be lightened for them, nor will they be helped. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the rebellion. Allah gave them the covenant, they accepted it, and they say, we are going to follow, and we bear witness that this is, we accept. As like somebody say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And after that, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe in Allah. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. But then start doing something else, accepting others as authorities and against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is you yourself. So ma antum hawla. Then it is you yourself that you are killing your own brothers and sisters, fighting among yourself, and expelling some of them from their homes. وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ دِيَارِهِمْ تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Unfortunately, the Muslim Ummah is behaving like that today in different parts of the world. You can see that how much people are killing each other and how many people they have made refugees in their own countries. And imagine that millions and millions of people from Syria are now refugees. They expelled from their own home. By whom? So-called Muslims. And the refugees of Iraq. And the refugees of Yemen. This is done by own people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then, تُظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَإِنْ يَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارَىٰ تُفَادُوهُمْ. And if they come to you as captives, you try to ransom them. And this is what they used to do, that first of all, they fight and each other, but if there's somebody becoming a prisoner, then they would collect money to help them from that. Just like all the refugees, and then also after that, people have relief organization, collecting money to provide relief. I mean, the people are doing that. Why you do that? Why you kill them first? Why are the people doing that? Let's stop this nonsense that is going on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. And you say that we should do charity, but why first of all make people in miserable condition? I mean, yours, so what a contradiction. Taking some part of the book and ignoring another part of the book. This, that following some part and ignoring the other part is a terrible thing. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. And you believe in part of the book and you disbelieve in the other part of the book. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ. So what is the reward of those people? What is the recompense of people who do that? What will happen to people who do that? That they make the book of God, part of the book they follow, part of the book they don't follow. I say, but when you follow the whole book. Everything that is given to you, all the commands that are given to you, follow them. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So what is the reward of those who do something like that? Except disgrace in this life. And then on the day of judgment, يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. They will be given the severest punishment. And Allah is aware. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is not unaware of what you are doing. So this is a reminder. Although in the ayat is mentioned about Bani Israel, but it's a reminder to any people, to all people, especially to us Muslims. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Why all this is happening? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. It is because people have become too crazy for this world. So the greed for this world has made them forget the Akhirah. اشْتَرَوُوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. As if they purchased the dunya by giving up the Akhirah. Because when you buy something, when you go to buy something, you give something. You want something that more important for you. And you give something that is not that important. So you give that and you get something better. Something you need. So as if you need the dunya more than akhirah. So give up the akhirah and take the dunya. And what is dunya? Dunya is for a short time. وَمَا مَتَعُوا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٍ. The worldly things in comparison to akhirah are very little, very few. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. So in exchange with akhirah, they have taken dunya. So they what a bad bargain to give up something more precious and buy something less. فَلَا يُخَفَّفَ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. So akhirah, there is nothing in the akhirah for them. And then punishment will not be lightened. And nobody can come at that time to help. Because there, nobody can give the help to another person against Allah. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. They may think that they have some shufa'a, some intercessors, some gods or goddesses, something like that. Will go and help them, they will not help them. Nobody can help against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who helps. The violations of Allah's rules and the inconsistent and contradictory behavior is mentioned also in the Bible. And the Lord said to Moses, go down to for your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned each aside quickly out of the way which I have commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, these are the gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, but of you I will make a great nation. That means of Musa alayhi salam. So killing their own people and ganging up against each other happened not only in the past. It happened also in Yathrib. in Medina. That is, some of them were with Aus and some of them with Khazraj. And then they used to fight each other. And then at that time they will kill each other. So Aus and Khazraj were in fight, the two tribes of Medina. And there some were the allies of some group and some were the allies of another group. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. So it is something that was happening at that time when the ayat came. That is, some tribes were with Aus and some with Khadraj, and they used to fight each other. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده باءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in general what happened to in the past. Say, we gave Moses the book, that is the Torah, and followed up after him with a succession of messengers. So many prophets came after that, after Musa alayhi salam, Musa and Harun alayhi salam, and then many prophets came. So they are prophet after prophet that will came among the Bani Israel until the time of Isa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam, according to history, is around 1200 years before Isa alayhi salam. And in this 1200 years, many prophets came. After Musa alayhi salam, you have some prophets, the names are mentioned, such as Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, you have that. And then after that, you have Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam. And in the Bible itself, there are many prophets that are mentioned. So those names are not mentioned in the Quran, but they are there. So قَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ قَفَّيْنَا. One after another, one after another. So prophets and messengers came after them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent from among them, Isa alayhi salam. So Isa alayhi salam's mother was from Bani Israel. Although his birth is a virgin birth, but from the mother's side, he is from Bani Israel. So Atayna Isa ibn Maryam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent among them Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam, Allah says, Isa ibn Maryam. Because she was virgin. So Isa alayhi salam is always referred to in the Quran as Ibn Maryam. Not because no father, so there's no name of father. So mother is mentioned that. So very often, whenever the Quran mentions Isa alayhi salam, says Al-Masih or Isa or Ibn Maryam. So Isa Ibn Maryam, and he was given bayyinat, clear signs. That means Allah's mother gave him the message and then also miracles. So he performed many miracles. وَأَتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. And we assisted him with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Christians take the Holy Spirit as the third part of God. So they believe in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they say the three are the Trinity. So Father is God, and Son is God, and Holy Spirit is God. And this is not accepted in Islam. Islam is the religion of Tawheed. So Holy Spirit is not God, na'udzubillah. It is the Spirit of Holiness. Spirit of Holiness, this is translated as or understood as Jibreel alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the message, gave him the miracles, and then supported him with the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, in his performance, in his work, in his miracles, supported him with that. وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ. Because sometimes they used to say, when Isa alayhi salam used to perform some miracles, as mentioned in the New Testament, when he used to perform some miracles and show them, they say it is the devil who is helping him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, we supported him with the holiness, the Holy Spirit, that is Jibreel alayhi salam. وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. And then, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَ أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. And then whenever a prophet came to you and taught you something that you did not like, بِمَا لَا تَهْوَ أَنفُسُكُمْ, you became arrogant. So attitude towards the prophet was that as long as the prophet says something that we like and he speaks according to our way, we accept, otherwise deny the prophet. أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ اِسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. And some of them you denied, and some of them even killed. فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ فَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. So killing of the Prophet, as mentioned before also, was something that was happening also by some. Some Prophets were slain, and some of Prophets many of them were denied and rejected. And when it was said to them, accept the message, they said, we have enough. We don't want to accept anything. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. And they say, our hearts are covered up. That means nothing can come out from them and nothing goes inside. We have enough, the message. So this is an expression that they use, showing that we do not want to accept any other message. Allah's curse is on them for their blasphemy, so little is that they believe. So it is not that hearts have enough or they are guided enough, now they don't need any more guidance. No, it is rather the rejection of Allah. Curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distance, away from you. Allah has turned them away from his message because of continuous denial. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَتْلِهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of their kufr, because of their denial, because of their killing of the prophets, because of their turning away from the message of Allah, say, لَعَنَّاهُمْ. We put curse upon them. And curse is the distance from the mercy. So they are turned away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this thing, not because of any race or anything like that, but because of the attitude, because of the behavior. فَقَلِيلًا مَّا يُؤْمِنُونَ. There are very few who do believe and who accept that. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ كَانُوا وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتَحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And when a book from Allah came to them, confirming what was with them, that means the Quran, and the Quran confirms what is in the previous books. The Quran, the message of the Quran is not different from the message that is given in the Torah. The Torah that was authentic, in which there was no tahrif, the message is the same. So confirming that which is, and the confirmation is on two ways. One of them is the confirmation Quran confirms the previous scripture. Two ways of tasdeeq. Musaddiqan confirms the truth and confirms the prophecies of the coming of the last prophet. So there are two points that you have there. When the Quran says, the Quran confirms, confirms the message, the basic message that was given is the same as in the Quran. And the second thing is, the previous books, they say that there will be a prophet who is going to come afterward. So coming of Prophet Muhammad means that those books were telling the truth. Because Prophet Muhammad would not have come, that means all the prophecies would have been false. That's why Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that وَلَوْلَا نُبُوَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَبَطَلَتِ النُّبُوَّاتِ. If Muhammad would not have come, then all the prophets would have been telling the wrong. Because they were saying that there will be a prophet who is going to come. So his coming confirmed what they were saying. So their prophecy has been confirmed by the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if he was not there, then that means they were not telling the prophecies were not right. So that is in that sense. And rejection is not based because they believe in those books. It was based on their history of rejection of God's messages and the killing of the prophets. Moses came and they disobeyed him and worshipped the calf. So this is the example that was given. That so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave Musa alayhi salam the book and many prophets, and then based on mashtarabhi and fusahum, yeah, baqad ja'akum kitabun min indillahi musaddiqun lima ma'ahum. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتَحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So that is, the book came, and this book is musaddiq. This book confirms that which is with them, their own book. And they used to say before the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of them, they used to say to the Arabs who were around them, they say, a prophet is going to come, and he is give us victory over you. So we are going to be victorious. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And we will prove you to you that we are superior and we are righteous and we are good. But when he came, they denied him. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَعَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. They recognize him. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Allah says they knew him as they knew their own sons. Because the message, they recognize that. The message is there, but they were hiding. They were not trying to accept that. And sometimes they would say to each other, don't say that this is similar to what Musa brought. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they used to say to the Arabs, can we istaftihun? They tell them, we will have the fatah. We will have the victory over you. Over the disbelievers. But فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَعْرَفُ كَفَرْبِي. Why they did not accept that? Because he was from Bani Ismail. He was an Arab. He was not the same line as they believed. So based on مَشْتَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَن يُنَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Evil is that for which they sold their souls by disbelieving in what Allah sent down out of envy that Allah sent down His grace unto whomsoever He willed among His servants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent whomsoever He wants to choose. Allah is not bound to choose His prophet from one family, from one group. Allah chooses whomsoever He wants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send prophet after prophet, many prophets after Musa alayhi salam came in that family. But Allah can choose somebody else too. So it is not that because He is not from our family, we will not accept that. Now you have to look at the message. What message He has brought? Is that message musaddiq? Is that message, is that confirming that which is there? So simply denying that because he is not from that tarawih and fusam. How evil? Evil is that for which they sold their souls So they gave up their own inner self. Because by denying that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, simply out of jealousy. Out of jealousy. That how come it came to other group and not us. So that is a terrible thing. That somebody would not accept the truth simply because somebody else is presenting it. Because somebody is not from our people, from our group, from our tribe, from our family. So they will not accept that. And kafir, quite often people do that. They reject somebody because somebody comes from outside and tell them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, look at the truth itself. بِسَمَشْتَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ. And because of that, they incurred upon themselves غضب on غضب. Wrath on wrath. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for the disbelievers, there is a humiliating punishment. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that and make us that is open to take the truth and accept it and follow it in the whole sense. So don't remember that there are several things that are here mentioned that are that create problem for religious people. One of them is that taking part of the book and ignoring other part of the book. يؤمنون ببعض الكتاب ويكفرون ببعض. Believing in some part and not accepting some part. Sometimes people don't say that, but they create that. So there is contradiction in their own attitude, in their own behavior. And the second thing is the jealousy. And then also, is it from something that from our group or is something from another group? So the thing is, the attitude must be open, willing to accept the truth, and based on that, follow that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and follow that, inshallah.
One question. Do the Christians believe in angel? Why do you call Ibrahim al-Islam as a devil? And second question is only about Hazrat Isa al-Islam. He was from Bani Israel and told the same family he came and they killed him.
Yeah.
What's the reason?
They tried to kill him. Christians generally believe in the angels. So belief in angels is part of their...
But they call it a devil. Devil is from Jinnah or like this?
Well, I mean, they're different, the behavior that is there, but as far as generally the belief in the angels is there. It's mentioned in the Bible. Many places, the belief in the angels. In the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, mention that.
Isa
alayhi salam, because, I mean, even though he was from among them,
True,
it was from Bani Israel.
Right.
But again, so they did not accept his message. Because some of them, they said, I mean, we should not generalize everybody. Some of them did believe in him, accepted him. But there are a number of them, especially those who were powerful, they denied his message. They denied his, whatever he was calling for. He was calling for them that to follow the truth, be consistent in your message, and don't take just the law in the outer sense, but also inner sense, truthfulness, sincerity, devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the things that he was emphasizing. And he used to criticize also. Yeah, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that some of the prophets you killed.
Oh, they felt threatened in their power.
Because
they were powerful, and then someone comes and tells them they're wrong.
It's
not what they like.
I mean, we don't have prophets now, but we have great ulama and scholars. How much they are suffering? Thousands of them are expelled. Many of them are put in jail. And they're going through all of that thing. This is what, unfortunately, the people do. When they don't like somebody's message, telling it, be just, do justice, don't do injustice, be fair to others. and take care of the poor and the needy. When you tell them, they get angry. How come you're criticizing? How come you're telling that? Any place. Speak the truth and you will see what happens. So that's unfortunately the problem with the human being. And that's why all over you see that there is hypocrisy, there is lying, being and deception. That is there, unfortunately.
So this whole idea that they take part of the book and they reject other, this is for the people of Ulkova, right? This is not for regular people who are like, just living their lives. And, like,
yeah. I mean, the ulama are those that were corrupt. And they are the ones who are telling the people. So that's why people are following them. So there have been groups among them. And they divide themselves. One group says this thing, another group says this thing, and that's how the whole trouble started. So they are, this corruption exists in different places. Yeah. Anyone else? May Allah SWT keep us on the right path. Give us the sincerity and the accepting the truth in its totality. That's why accept the truth and nothing but the truth and all the truth, not part of the truth. Yes, I mentioned that that any testimony is given full truth and all the truth and nothing, and don't mix it up with falsehood. Because sometimes people mix up the truth and falsehood, and then after it becomes difficult for the people to know. بخير الرحمن تخير الرحيم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وصنع عبادتك صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة. Next Sunday, our Shura is having a retreat to have planning, strategic planning for the Islamic Society of Orange County. So it will be starting from 10 until 5 p.m. So we'll not be able to have the tafsir program. So forgive us for that.